Greetings, everyone. This is a Sound Health Options Happy Hour show with Richard Talk To Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard, and good evening to our audience. Thank you for being very persistent as we try to work through a couple of things that have happened here. One, the whole building getting struck by lightning and it killing all of the phones and a lot of the computers. So that was one whammy. And we no sooner got over that than we got whammied by, we think, the government, because we have been blacklisted and not allowed to send anything out. So those of you who are here, we've done it through our Facebook and Twitter. So if any of you know of people who would be interested in this show, please let them know. That's our only way out. They promised us answers 2 weeks ago. We're still waiting. They're still holding us by the neck until dead, I guess. We did get some word back that it's Norton and McAfee. I would think that it is the vaccine people. Now, I don't know for sure. Can't prove it. But from what I see from Big Pharma, that's it. Because here at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, the sponsor of this show, we have taken a very strong stance against vaccines. And in a way that we think would be helpful, not just off the dark edge over here, but to get a program in place that will test people before they get vaccines, because it's coming up. 2020 is right around the corner, people, where Obamacare says all of us, adults, everybody, is mandated to have vaccines, or they can segregate us, which means put us into camps or whatever. Not a good situation. And that goes right along with something I would like to announce, that the same days that we got hit, within a day apart, Sherry Tenpenny got hit. She's in Cleveland, Ohio, and she has a newsletter, VAXXTER. And I will put that in the chat for you. Now, she's gotten busted and blacklisted. And also Ralph Fusatola and Health Freedom got blacklisted, and they did the same thing to them, went in and stole the majority of their email addresses and wouldn't allow them to be used. So I'd like to recommend that you go look at some of Sherry Tenpenny's stuff. She has a blog. They actually set fire to her building a couple of years ago, and she has come out of it. Her husband died unexpectedly. She came out of that. So we're not really sure what else is going to be tried. But think about, here's a company that builds a product that the government mandates that they have no responsibility for if it happens, anything happens to go wrong. Now, there's lots of stockholders for those people, including the Center for Disease Control, that's supposed to be a government agency. So if they are the money-grubbing, greedy side of human nature, it's no wonder they're following these footsteps. And we are very happy at the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health to have a program that can test for some things that we have found that must be present in the body before vaccines are not detrimental. And one of those is quercetin. It's a biflavonoid that helps turn the vaccines into something positive. And we are still working on that paper about the adjuvants, the additives. I think it's hematoglutinin. Somebody's knocking on the door here, and I'm just going to absolutely ignore them. And I'm hoping that all of you can hear what we're saying, because, you know, I don't want to be the victim here. But what we have done with people who have decided to keep us down, we have just decided to let almost anybody into our class, our $5,200 class. We are now allowing people to come in for $1,200, and those are the expenses that we have to pay for the class, but everything else we're giving away or are trying to give away. So if any of you know of people who want to take this class and spread the word and challenge what's going on with these vaccines and people who are trying to destroy your health rights, please help us get in touch with them. And is that all of our announcements? No, we're simultaneously broadcasting. You guys can watch the show, and we have a lot to show you this evening. Or you can listen to the show with Richard, and right after the show, they will be up on our site under our radio tab. So we would appreciate it if you think this is important to get this information out to everybody you know. I have a couple of other announcements, but I know Richard has some important ones. So, Richard, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. First, I want to remind people that the audio of this show will be available about 10 to 15 minutes after we stop. And you can find that by going to soundhealthoptions.com, click on the radio tab, and then under there will be a pull down for the Blog Talk Radio player, and you'll be able to find the last five shows there. You can also go to iTunes or Pocket Casts or Stitcher. Stitcher's free and cross-platform, and or iTunes. Take your medicine where you want it. And you can search for Sherry Edwards, and you'll find upwards of 550 shows now that we have there. And as I say, the fastest response will be the player at Sound Health Options, because that comes from Blog Talk Radio. And then the podcast aggregators like iTunes and Stitcher and et cetera take about usually a couple of hours, maybe sometimes faster, just depends upon what's happening. And then Sherry will have the video up on the show usually sometimes in this evening, or if not, probably by tomorrow morning. So you can find those there. Then I have a couple of quick announcement and something I'm going to try and keep quick. If you could put that up into WebEx, Sherry, that first link that I sent you in Skype.
The one about the hurricane?
The first one about the Trump killed Obama's flood, that very first one, and then the second one after that. I'll keep this short as soon as I get the tab there. There we go. The Trump administration killed the plan that Obama's administration had written just 2 weeks before the hurricanes and the floods occurred. And it was a plan that was really making people look at maps and look at flood risk management and really having a big picture of the overview of flooding and damage. Because in the system as it exists now, because the Trump administration decided to not make this any safer, basically you have a line on a map that says, okay, on this side of the map is flooding. On that other side of the map is no, other side of that line is no flooding, which is, if you've ever been in flooding, you know that's not how flooding works. So that's really stunning that they chose to do that. And then, as I said, 2 weeks before all of this damage occurred. And that leads to this second announcement, which is the one about Hurricanes Irma and Harvey, Sherry. Is that one, yep. That's close enough. That's Earth Justice's. Mine is from EcoWatch. I'll put links in both show notes when I'm done. And this is talking about, this shows a scary picture of part of Houston where there are these amazing petrochemical companies that are flooded, that are, you know, post-flood. We're all talking about the hurricane in Florida, but the hurricane that occurred in Houston where because of rules and non-rules and non-regulatory positions in Texas, you don't have to really, they rewrote the rules so that they don't have to really disclose what they're storing, so that there were actually incidents where first responders were being exposed to toxic smoke and toxic fuel because they weren't able to look up the records of what the companies were storing. And then we have, so you have that, you have toxic stuff going into the air, but you also have it going into the water, and people don't really know because, once again, the industry does not have to disclose. The industry, the petroleum industry, also arranged, they spent more than $100 million in lobbying so that they, and this is also partially how Texas has their rules and regulations, but it was, I'm suspecting, influenced by the $100 million in lobbying, that they don't really have to disclose when they're going to build. You know, you can build a toxic, potentially toxic site behind a school.
I'm getting to the point where I don't believe much of this. Is there a place, a clearinghouse that tells the truth? Did we lose Richard? I think we totally lost Richard here. Richard, if you can hear us, you are just gone. I will go back over and show people a couple of things, a couple of new articles, hoping you can get back in here to talk to us. We've put up several new articles. One is in the Inquirer this week, and it is in response to the government saying that the Korean leader was rational and he would listen to whatever was going on and he wouldn't challenge the U.S. Well, that was just poppycock, because that's not what his vocal print says. And so we have that in here that you can click on and read about what is really going on. Then they came back to me and said, we'd like to know how to approach him. And so we have put that in here also. Let me see if I can bring it down. They didn't print this in the article for the Inquirer, but just to show you how they could approach him. And it's not going to be militarily. That's just not going to work at all. The other thing that we were asked to do was from a company that wanted to know why Hillary wrote her book. And essentially, it's a fantasy to her about why she wrote it. I think she just really wanted to change history, like most conquerors come in and they want to change history. So we've written an article about that that you can go look at. And we've also three articles about Trump, and a couple of them are most disturbing. Vocal analysis shows media manipulates Trump's voice to make him sound crazy. And this was written by Ralph Husatola. It's very disturbing in that each of the different companies, radio companies or whatever, video companies, let me look and see what... type a message here. It looks like Richard has his computer is down.
I'm back now.
Ah, okay. So one is by Ralph Husatola. It's a good lesson on how to manipulate a voice. We also did one on him being poisoned. And then one about him being a gunslinger, that you may not like what he's doing, but in some ways he's cleaning up the trash that was left behind. I don't like everything that he's doing, and the more he does things, the more I get ticked off, especially about things about the environment that Richard brings up. Richard, while you were gone, we just talked about these new articles that we put up. were you finished with talking about the hurricane and the pollution?
I, at some point, Blog Talk Radio disconnected me, so I'm not sure if I finished. I think I was done there. I was basically talking about this, and this is partially what ticks me off about the Trump administration, is that they're stopping actions that could have helped with this by re-looking at flood protection, but they chose just to stop that. We have amazing spills and toxic waste just floating around Houston and Texas that not only is going to end up probably killing children or giving them more disease down the road, but then dumping it into the ocean because industry in Texas spent $100 million to get lobbyists to make it so that they don't have to disclose what they have in neighborhoods. So it's, I find it all appalling.
With the picture that we're showing here, I would find it very dangerous. Any one of these lines drop into the water and people get fried. The other thing that concerns me, and this comes from a question from one of our listeners, George Holdsworth, and he says, we need to create a way to do bioacoustics to go in and clean up some of the trash and the toxins, and especially some superbugs, I think, are going to come out of this. So we are putting together a solar way to do bioacoustics. But one of the things that is an extreme problem is there's no internet now with all of this flooding and rain, and most of the phones don't work. So it's a real issue when this kind of catastrophe happens. How could we go in and maybe with very large speakers, if there's some kind of cholera or something going on, we could help take care of it. So we're working toward that. We're working with some very large investors who are very slow, by the way, but we're getting there to look at math as, in quotes, medicine, and train bioacoustic providers to jump in with us, and that's one of the reasons we took the great leap this week to make these classes so inexpensive for people. Even at our own expense, we're really having trouble surviving, but at the same time, this has to be done. Okay, on with the show. Of putting together a team to go out and help with these catastrophes, because there was many more that happened. There were earthquakes in New Mexico. There were fires in California. A lot of things happened more than the hurricanes and the tornadoes. I mean, those are bad enough, but we need a quick response team, and we want to put that together with your help as our audience. One of the next things that we want to put together is a system of diet programs. Now, that sounds kind of crazy in light of all of these catastrophes, but so many people are in a state of ill health because of their weight. And when I look at it and try to run it backwards, as to what's going on, it's always coming back to liver. And the liver toxicity is coming back to GMOs. So we are trying to run this institute and see clinical people and teach classes and do research all at the same time with a very, very, very small staff that's totally overworked. We've got people working overtime on their own time here this evening, trying to get audits and things out, because we're just being slammed with audits and unemployment hassles and just things we shouldn't have to be dealing with if we want to concentrate on our research here. What we've done in the last 30 years or so is prove that people with similar trauma, illnesses, syndromes, toxins, have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. Example of that would be Dr. Russ Rudy, who came to us and he said, they told me to go home and die. I have MS and they can't help me because I'm not responding to any of the medications. We did his vocal print and it didn't come out MS-like. It came out trauma to his spine. He said, nah, that didn't happen. And I said, well, that's what you're matching up with everybody else. And we started giving him sounds, and he started to come out of it, and he started to be able to walk again. And his muscles, all the nerves were coming back. So he finally went through all of his history and found out he really did have a spine injury about 20-some years ago in a skiing accident. Somebody is sending me a message here. I can't pay attention to it right now. I'm sorry. They're saying, as of this message just came in that needs to be announced, as of Tuesday, according to Federal Communications Commissioner in the state's biggest city, Houston, 5.1% of cell sites weren't working, according to the FCC. So seems like still reasonable cell service. Is that 5.1% or 51%? If it's 5.1, it's very small. Okay, so we'll go on. So as we look at things that cause people lots of problems, weight seems to be a high issue. Stroke, heart disease, eye problems, macular degeneration. And this is one of the things, some of the things that we have been able to reverse by accident almost. We're just looking to see what's there. We had somebody in recently that we were just guessing at some fungus that she had. And we gave her some sounds, and it kind of helped, but not really. So she came back today, and she's with us here. And we were able to find some new architectures in her vocal print that tells us when mold and mildew and that kind of thing is an issue. And I think that's really important when we look at all these floods and these houses that have been flooded clear up to the second story. So we're going to work with that more and try to teach people how to see those issues. And at the same time, we need to do things for sports, and there's just so much to do. Do you want to say anything about your visit today?
Yeah, sure. My name is Amanda, and I've been coming to see Shari since I found out about what she does 2 years ago. I think this is maybe my fifth visit now. Basically, the first time I ever used her therapy, I had terrible neuropathy, and I couldn't sleep for more than 1 hour at a time because I had a TENS device that would only last 1 hour. So for 7 months, I was sleeping 1 hour at a time, and every time the device would turn off, I would have to turn it back on. So my nervous system was starting to shut down, and if I hadn't found Shari, I'm not sure I'd still be here, but she changed my life forever. And when we're talking about different issues that I have, I tell my friends, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go see Shari because she's going to be able to detect the foundation of this problem, and we're going to be able to create something that doesn't cause any side effects.
Thank you. It's determination like you who keep coming back, even though we help this spot, but we maybe don't help that spot. We keep coming back. We keep adding to the data, and that's what we want to share with people. And what we're sharing this evening is that we have found many things that deal with people's weight problem. And there's many untruths out there. There's many promises. 7 pounds in a day, guaranteed. Not true. All calories are not created equal because all bodies are not created equal. My husband said to me many years ago, we've been together about 50 years now, but he said, I really like going out and having pizza with you. You only eat one piece, and I get all the rest. And he's a skinny beanpole, and I'm Humpty Dumpty. So even though I watch what I eat and he doesn't, he metabolizes it different, and that's a really important issue. The brain has a lot to do with your diet, and we're going to give you the notes to deal with dopamine and norepinephrine and all of those things that you can look for, and I give all of you the chance to download a computer program that can show you what you need to do. Only willpower or drugs can control appetite. Absolutely wrong. It's hormonal in a lot of cases, and here's a biggie. When you think you want to eat, but you really want to chew, when you chew, it drops the frequency of dopamine into your system. And dopamine is one of the feel-good frequencies. It's also a frequency that helps your body metabolize things, give them energy. People are fat because they eat too much. No, I'm absolutely proof of that. People are fat are slow-minded. People think they're slow-minded. People are fat because they're lazy. Well, the lazy doesn't come first. The inability to process the food and the liver. Back to the liver. If you have an issue and you're a bioacoustic practitioner, somebody comes to you, check their liver first. See where their hormones are. Being fat is just in your genes. Well, sometimes it is. We're going to talk about a program called Fat Switch. And Fat Switch, it's turned on when you don't have enough to eat. And it sends your body through hibernation. And you can tell if that fat switch has been turned on because you'll have too much uric acid in your system. So that's one thing. You'll have things like fibromyalgia will come up in your vocal prints. Methylation mapping. Do you have enough hydrochloric acid? Do you have enough dopamine, serotonin? So methylation mapping, and people tell us about their symptoms, and we'll be able to match this up. Inflammation is a biggie when it comes to not losing weight. We had a guy come down from Chicago, and they couldn't get his insulin regulated, and they just wanted us to tell him what to do. Well, he had an inflammation in his pancreas. That's what was going on. And they didn't find it because they didn't consider inflammation. Fatty liver, big, big factor in what's going on. And these are just some of the programs that you can have access to on our portal, soundhealthportal.com. They have six packs ready for you, so you can order some or all of these diet programs. So we want to look at genetics, metabolism, liver function, cholesterol, hormones, neurotransmitters. Cholesterol is a biggie causing fatty liver. Statins is an issue. That's one of the things that Trump is being poisoned with, statins. Ultimate diet deals with the hormones of the body that allows you to burn fat for fuel. Fatigue is another big reason why you have a fat issue, because the body doesn't know how to start the flame. Bio diet looks at your metabolism in terms of your ductless glands, your thyroid, your adrenals. So we're going to look at all of these based on individual metabolism and what is going on with people. Once they give us the clues, then we can go on from there. And I need to hurry. I see the time getting away, or we're not going to get to do a demonstration of this. If you miss anything of what we're doing here, I'm going to put in a link to all of the tutorials so you can pass these on to learn how to do this for yourself. We are booked until October and November. We really need more people trained. We need people who can help us be teachers and trainers and facilitators. Because in the United States, and this was a few years ago, 66.7% of the people are overweight, except in California. I think it's very different in California. And one of the big and upcoming disease is called lipodemia. And you can get a free evaluation of your voice for lipodemia. If you have a small top, small shoulders, but your hips and thighs are becoming larger and larger, like Kim Kardashian, then it's likely lipodemia. There's no cure, they say, but we have found what's going on. The fat goes in as liquid, and it coagulates, much like coconut oil, and it can't get back out of the cell. And we've been able to help lots of people with lipodemia. We've been helping people with body types, and we have a little booklet that people can look at for body types of what's going on. Help us put together these ideas of diet centers so we can test people. Allergies is another big one that causes inflammation. Overeating because they don't know the right kinds of food to eat. I woke up this morning with a very stabbing, intense backache. And I couldn't hardly move because I felt like I was being stabbed with a knife. And I sort of made my way into the office and took my Voclaprint, and it was uric acid. I had a bout of gout. Now, gout usually is in your toes or your fingers, but this was in my back, and as soon as I put on the antidote for uric acid, the pain went away. Now, this kind of thing usually happens to body types that can't digest meat, which is usually A blood types. They don't digest meat, and I had just eaten a bowl of homemade vegetable soup and a big chunk of meat in it about 4 this morning because I was waiting up for my husband to get home, and I had this attack about 8:30. And eating the wrong foods in combinations, like meat and pineapple, they tell you not to eat that. But if you, the older you get, the more you'll be able to see, don't eat this with that, because your body will tell you. Now think about us having all of these diet centers all over the world so people could come in and you could even teach them to do this on their own. On our sites, under downloads, is something called NanoVoice. And you can download it, and we put it up there with no registration until somebody came along and started selling it. And the woman said, if you're stupid enough to give it away, I'm smart enough to sell it. So then we put a registration on it, and then people started screaming that there's a registration, so it wasn't really free. And they didn't want to give us their email address. Well, make up one or something, long enough to get your registration. We just want you to have the program. And it gives you step-by-step pieces of information on how to use the Nano Voice for a variety of things. And today we're going to talk about how to use it for diet. So we start out with the Nano Voice screen. It's less than five minutes you can download this. And we want everything to be to the middle portion. We don't want it to come up any more than visually the top. So here are some things. Grab a pen or pencil. When we are going to look at the brain and weight management, we want to look at GABA and GABA receptors because they are precursors to serotonin, dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine. And all of these things control your appetite and your need to eat emotionally as well as physically. More emotionally than anything else. So for those of you listening, GABA is a G sharp. Serotonin is an F. Dopamine is a D sharp. Epinephrine is an F sharp. Norepinephrine is an E. Now, if it turns up that this is hormonal, that adiponectin that you see there, the noted B, is the one that is controlling that lipodemia. And we put out an article saying we had found this. We had done a group of people and found this. And about 2 months later, they gave, I think it was Yale University, millions of dollars to study it. But there it is. It's a note of B. You need a harmonious note of B. Just like full spectrum light, you need full spectrum sound. Ghrelin, A sharp, that controls appetite. Leptin, noted E, appetite controller. Insulin resistance is an F sharp. Cortisol is an F sharp. So as you look at all of these, I'm going to give you a little picture of all of this shortly so that you can use this. Okay, we're looking at the grid. We're looking at the 12 notes. We divided it exactly in half horizontally. And F sharp is the highest note. And what is F sharp? Epinephrine. There's too much epinephrine here. And what does epinephrine and norepinephrine do? They both burn energy at a cellular level. The note of F sharp is too high. E and F together, is it E and F? Well, the F sharp is also insulin. So if you have too much F sharp, insulin can be too high, so you're not using glucose well. It's strange, but at the beginning, every note has a range. But at the beginning of F sharp, you're going to be looking at glucose, and at the end of F sharp, you're going to be looking at insulin. So you can at least tell people what's going on here. The note of E, the norepinephrine, is too high. What do you do about it? You go online and look it up and see what's happening. So we're going to try this first, and I'm going to give you a, let me kill this a second. And this picture is on our website today so that you can jump right in. Just go to radio. And this is happy hour. Wow. It totally looks like that's gone. See if I can get it back. Yes, there. There's the picture that you can download. Now, where do they have the fat? Fat lays down on the muscle or the spot in the body that's most alike its frequency. So here are some of the notes that you'll be using. Now, for those of you who are bioacoustic providers or those of you who are going to be taking our course next week, you will be getting the actual frequencies and antidotes to back this off to help start your diet center. So estrogen is the note of D. So we look at chest fat. I think they mean lots of boobs. Note of D. DHEA, arm fat. That's another D, a different shade of D. Like A can be 440 and A can be 439 and 441. There is a range of notes. That's why notes can be flat or sharp. We look at insulin, F and F sharp. Abdominal fat, high insulin. Love handle fat, high insulin. So use this map to help your people. And this is right on our site. You can grab it. Glucose. Now, it doesn't show glucose here, but glucose is high when the liver is fat. So you'll get pains in the liver, actual dull headache, and then sometimes sharp stabbing pains in the liver, which is below your left boob. When progesterone gets to be an issue, then you've got problems with hip, butt, and thigh fat. Take a picture of that. Control-Alt-Delete. Take a picture of that. Or you can go back and watch this again when we put it up as a video. Now we're going to bring up our Nano Voice, the one that is active. You can download totally free, And we're going to ask Amanda to come up here and ask her if she has any weight issues and where that weight is on her body. Yeah. Are you ready? See the zero right here?
Yep.
Keep talking until that zero turns to 500. I'm going to hit the microphone. I'm going to make sure I got the right microphone. All these instructions are on our website. Think about what could happen if you just download this little teeny free program and have a diet center ready and willing to be able to tell people what's going on in their bodies. Now, did we plan this?
No.
Okay.
No idea this is going
to
happen.
Okay, so just talk to me. Do you have any weight issues?
I certainly have some weight issues. I'm not huge, but I definitely have some weight issues that have started since I'm over 40 now, and I'm not able to exercise a lot. So around my hips, I've been noticing it, and my belly, which is really unusual because I've always had.
Okay. It quit your first breath after 500 hits. This is automatic. And we're going to put in Amanda and make everything individual, because if not, if you make something EIGHT-1, if you make it the same, it'll knock out the old one. So I'm going to roll over it and say control copy again. All of these instructions are there. I'm going to go to this little disk, save to file. Just copy it in there. Now I have it forever. Now there's hours worth of information that we can use here. One of the things I see that I haven't mentioned before is the note of A. And when the note of A is high, there's usually a carbohydrate issue, along with a progesterone issue. So you can buy progesterone. Progest-E is a great one. But this says carbohydrates, the note of A. So go off carbohydrates. You know, I'm talking about bread, crackers, pasta, whatever, for 3 days and see how you feel. Usually people will feel more less. Some people call that life. But we saved it. What is above our midpoint? The note of A. We have nothing here in the note of A, but we do have an opposite, a reciprocal, an antidote to that note of A, and it's progesterone. And I bet if we give you the frequency of progesterone, which is the same frequency as marijuana, by the way, it will bring this A down. This also has to do with hydrochloric acid. And remember what we were talking about today,
mm-hmm.
that your hydrochloric acid was low,
mm-hmm.
and that is a D sharp. And is it low? It's a 20, normal's 42, so you have half the amount of hydrochloric acid that your body needs. So that will help balance that. Betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, I think. Trimethylglycine. Richard, are there any herbs in your basket of goodies that will help people create hydrochloric acid?
Ginger is the classic. It will help actually boost levels, not horrifically high, but it will help boost levels of hydrochloric, natural gut, meaning stomach, hydrochloric acid levels. I follow Jonathan Wright's school of thinking. He wrote a book a long time ago, and we've interviewed him a number of times, called Stomach Acid is Good for You. And in his research, he's found that most people that are on things such as Prilosec and those kinds of compounds really need to be adding more betaine hydrochloride into their diet, not less. And so I actually take capsules of hydrochloric acid with each meal, because as we age, we produce less hydrochloric acid. That's a long-winded answer to ginger is good.
So that settles the stomach anyway.
Yes.
Amanda's writing me a note here that there's a book called...
He was just saying that. But what if you can't have ginger? I can't have ginger. It makes me sick.
Me too. Makes me nauseous.
Yeah, me too.
Then I would take betaine hydrochloride like Sherry was suggesting.
mentioned to me earlier.
The other is Nature's Sunshine is a really good food enzyme. And didn't Dr. Daniels have a good natural food enzyme called GastroTroph or something like that?
Right,
she's
there are a number of those. The trick with the I'm pro digestive enzymes, but that does not boost the betaine hydrochloride or the natural acid of the stomach, which also acts as a defense system for pathogens getting through the stomach, bugs and bacteria and things. Part of the reason that you want to have a good level of hydrochloric acid in the stomach is also part of protection for the immune system. It's not just a digestive thing. So the digestive enzymes are really great, but they don't boost the guts or the stomach's hydrochloric acid levels.
And one other piece about hydrochloric acid, if there isn't enough there, then usually the thyroid hormones aren't made sufficiently. So you end up with thyroid issues. But we look at this particular issue here, and I'm going to ask for volunteers. Just raise your hand, and we'll get you on air and do yours. And as much practice as we can do, it can show you how to do this for other people at health fairs, your family, your local nutrition store, your local workout place. And you can see how much this note of A is too high. So you'll look here for anything 42 or higher might be an issue. G, that is balanced with your gut, your ability to pull things out of the gut as nutrition and for the peristalsis of the gut. That goes along with the note of G, and I didn't give you that information before. Richard, have we done your voice this way? Philip is going to, let me save this one. Philip is going to volunteer. We'll be with you in a second, Philip. Now, you can't just go up here and erase this and do a new one. Once you save this, it will not allow you to resave over top of it. So we are going to go get a new one. Do you have questions about what we did with yours, Amanda?
So you're saying basically that I need more progesterone and I need more hydrochloric acid, and how did the betaine hydrochloride
is a form of hydrochloric acid.
Okay, so those are the same thing basically.
Yeah, trimethylglycine.
Okay.
And the other thing with yours, you need less carbohydrates.
Right.
Okay. So Philip, we want 500 hits. I'm going to click on the mic here. I'm going to open your microphone. You're unmuted now, and you can talk to us.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great. I need to move around the mic, so you'll hear some mic rattling here. I'm going to hit this OK button, and watch this little zero up here. Keep talking okay. Until it turns to 500. Now, this is a way that you can do this on your own. But if you want to learn how to do bio diet, fat switch, inflammation, we have over 500 instructional videos on Vimeo. And you can go learn to do any of those programs, or you can jump on the portal, soundhealthportal.com, and have those programs for your own and test yourself. And you can sign up and be there in the first 30 days is free while you're learning, and then you can go into specific programs after that. So you ready, Philip?
I'm ready.
Go.
I'm here in the Miami area, and power just came back on this morning, so I'm happy to be able to participate. My issue is that I've got about 25 pounds of weight around my gut, and, well, it's not a good thing. I know that. And I get harassment from my doctor all the time about it. And, of course, I'd like to get rid of it because it's not a babe magnet. Your discussion earlier about this pain that you had was interesting because I have in my life suffered from gout. Right now, I've got a pain in my left foot, but not in a gout area. It's like in the middle of the foot, the top area. So I've been trying to figure out what's going on.
Got it. Okay, near Miami, we have a couple of practitioners down there. If you can get to them, they have gout boxes. They can see if it will work for you, and we'll just make this dash one. Because I think with what's going on with you, we ought to do one of the other programs. Notice C, I think we ought to do insulin resistance. I think we ought to do liver so we can see what's very specifically going on here. But right now, this is a way that everybody can do it without much outlay of cash or time. So we look at the note of C. C is diastase. And there's two types of diastase. One normal that the body makes, and one that you can purchase. And it's just to help the body's fat layer right under the skin. If you can sort of push your skin and it's kind of like the Pillsbury Doughboy, especially on your belly, that's one of the indicators that you aren't breaking down carbohydrates and it's turning into a layer of fat in the body. So let's go back and look at some of these. You have the note of B, way too high. It's double high. And B is oxytocin. And oxytocin is the bonding chemical. So this leads to depression. It leads to being able to manipulate you by appreciation. It also lays down layers of fat on the belly from a hormonal perspective. It's one of the reasons that pregnant women lay down fat on their stomach to protect the baby. So we also need to run you through hormones. Let's see, A sharp, 58, just a little too high. All this missing in here. This is where your insulin, your growth hormones would be. Your digestion looks like it is just 00000. Do you have low back pain, Philip? Are you with us, Philip?
Yes, I'm still with you. I don't have low back pain.
You do not?
No.
Okay. Usually these missing F and F sharps here are either low testosterone, low back pain, or low insulin. So we would have to find out what's really going on here. Bioacoustically speaking, almost everything is something else. We're looking at D sharp here, 74. That's another quarter 2i. D sharp balances with A, again, some carbohydrate things. You want the notes to balance in layers of six. So six away is F sharp. We have a 0 to 140. So more than fat, what we have is a lack of circulation. There's likely fat in your blood. There's a couple of things you can take for that. Seropeptase is one. Niacin, sublingual So under your tongue, niacin will help break down those fats. Richard, any herbs that will help break that down?
I think anything that you do good for the liver. So I would think of sort of my favorite formula, which is the dandelion yellow dock. I'd throw the ginger in there, but that's me. For those ginger sensitive, you could leave that out. But I think anything that's going to aid the liver in processing is going to be good for fat. And I would also talk about, mention specifically if you're having cholesterol or blood kind of issues, that natto kinase, which I just put in WebEx chat, is an enzyme that's specific for help of breaking that down. And it's
turmeric?
A digestive enzyme. I think turmeric would probably have benefit because it's a bitter. So again, it's going to be good for the liver. Curcumin or turmeric are both going to be good because they're also anti-inflammatories. Curcumin is derived from turmeric. Turmeric is the mothership. I would actually probably put that. I would put turmeric into that yellow dock dandelion combination, and I'd put that in a capsule for most people. I would drink it as a tea, but I have the palate of a dog.
People might see this as horsetail or silymarin. So you want the worst thing here, which is a C, you want it balanced. And then the next worst thing, the B with the F. So we have an unbalance with F and F sharp. That's the middle of the body where it turns from left to right. And that's why I was asking Philip if he had some issues there with the hips or lower back. Didn't we have somebody on not too long ago that they could listen to that it was about detoxing the liver, and they mentioned red rice yeast with CoQ10, I believe. And I think that has like 30 units of niacin in it too. And after about 10 days of taking that, you'll notice that you can pick your skin up and there's not a fat layer underneath the skin. But when you get that Pillsbury kind of doughboy with your any place on your body, that's usually an issue with inability to digest carbohydrates. So in the case with the C here, diastase, but it's not working well. So we need to find a digestive enzyme, probably amylase. Can you think of any other good digestive enzymes for carbohydrates? Is amylase for fat?
Amylase is for carbohydrates. Lipase is for fat. I would tend to, rather than taking a notokinase is a thing unto itself, because you want to take it metabolically, which means between meals, so it gets into the bloodstream. But in terms of a digestive enzyme, I would look for something like the H-Prod, I'll put this in chat, Power Plus enzymes, and it's a whole food enzyme formula, not just a single enzyme, a specific enzyme. I prefer them in formulations. So it could be Enzymedica's, it could be H-Prods, it could be, I'll put a couple of them in chat because I see we're running out of time soon.
Mark is putting apple cider vinegar. Is that good? Well, to a point, because it can cause ulcers for some people. If you mix it, it's very good for getting rid of, balancing your pH and getting rid of excess fat. Also, I'm a very big fan in the last few weeks of Pedialyte, the stuff you buy for babies that will enhance their electrolytes. It comes in flavors now, and that has been a real boon for me because I had restless leg syndrome. So getting your electrolytes back up and running. Philip, do you have any questions about what we just did? Yes, stress levels, cortisol. Cortisol lays down on the stomach. Cortisol is an F-sharp, so getting that in order, too. That's in the ultimate diet, cortisol and the adrenals.
Okay.
Any other questions here? Boy, high fructose corn syrup is one of the things, Mark is mentioning that will send you into the fat switch that will not allow your body to release fat unless the temperature goes up. It's very stuck with our ancient ancestors' seasonal rotation. So the high fructose corn syrup sends you into that hibernation stage. So not something you want to get into. And it's in almost everything. It's like natural flavoring kind of stuff. Okay. Philip, did you see, was there any questions? Did I ignore you?
I think I'm all set for the moment. I've been writing down what you and Richard have been mentioning. So.
One time, Richard said we could write a chapter in a book with every show that we do, that there's so much information. And he asked me to slow down, so my apologies if I've blabbered on till there's just too much information going on. That's one of the reasons that we record everything. We put it up for you to listen to and to look at again. And we hope you do, and we hope all of you join us on our 5-day class that happens at the beginning of next week. There's nothing to send to you. We're going to download everything, so you'll be able to get your materials right away. Even those of you who've contacted us from Peru and New Zealand, send this out to your friends, please, please, please. We are working on getting ourselves straightened up, and we are going to go, what is it when you go underground? There's another word for that.
Bomb shelter?
Undercover.
Incognito
something, so we can keep all of this information flowing. And the way that you can help us is to be our eyes and ears and distribution center on your end of the line. Thank you very much for being here. I hope you learned a lot. We're looking forward to talking to you. Sunday, we're going to have Maureen St. Germain, and she's going to tell us how to jump into other dimensions so that we can manifest and meditate and draw to us any and everything we want. And then next week after that, we're going to have a wonderful guy, Joseph, who's going to tell us how we can survive off the grid. Richard, how's that? I knew two in a row.
That's great. That's amazing.
You know why? Because our media person quit. She got a wonderful new job, double her salary, and I've been doing her job. That's the only reason
so
I can.
So that's why it's in your brain pan. That's great.
Yeah. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, everybody. That was fun. I put more information also in chat. I don't know if who you were talking to is on the WebEx feed, but I also put some other information on Wellzymes, which is by the Nest Company. And then also I put a reference there for LitaLee.com. And if you go to LitaLee.com site, that's a great resource. It takes a little while. Just be patient. Breathe in. It's a little lumpy finding things. But there's an amazing amount of information there available in her newsletters, which you can get for free and just read them. And she talks about amazing amounts of enzyme information.
Tell her you're from us and she'll trust you better. Thanks, Tommy. I got the message. Grab the chat, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye.